The 12 boys stood before their teacher in a shivering line.
"Now, boys," boomed Gobber, "a proper Viking swimming race is not like those pathetic little competitions they carry out on the mainland. It is a test of your endurance, your strength, and your suicidal bravery."
"Oh, brother,"
moaned Hiccup's best friend, Fishlegs, who was the only boy on the programme who was even worse than Hiccup at all the Viking activities. He had legs as limp as two strings of spaghetti, and he couldn't swim.
"I don't like the sound of this."
"In a proper Viking swimming race," continued Gobber, "the winner is the person who is last."
There were gasps of surprise and, "Oh, sir, please, sir, that can't be right, sir," from the line of boys. "In which case," sneered Snot-Face Snotlout, a great bullying brute of a boy whose muscly arms were covered entirely in skeleton tattoos. "Hiccup the Useless will win, no problem. He's always the last at everything." Hiccup stood on one leg, tried to smile, and fell over in the sand.
"Aha!"
grinned Gobber, his beard bristling with keenness. He laid one finger to his nose.
"But think carefully about this, boys. We all set out from the beach and start swimming, and from then on it's a game of chicken. Who can swim out the furthest, the longest, into the deepest ocean and still return? Many are the warriors over the centuries who in their pride have misjudged the swim back and who have drowned as a consequence."
"Oh, yippee," moaned Fishlegs.
"But on the plus side, anyone who drowns in the course of a swimming race will automatically go straight to Valhalla,"
smiled Gobber, in the manner of someone giving everybody a great big birthday present.
"Oh," exclaimed the boys in a pleased way.
"Mad,"
groaned Fishlegs, swaying in the wind like a small skinny tree about to snap.
"We are the only sane people in a tribe of total loonies."
"Any questions?" roared Gobber.